about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Got a lot to talk about this hour. They say MRIs could spot maybe these hidden fungal infections that come from tainted steroid shots. All right? So remember how many people died from meningitis from tainted steroid shots, the facet injections, epidural injections from the compounding pharmacy that we had covered last year, and it was a pretty scary time for many of you who had had back injections. We'll talk about how MRIs could possibly be used to identify that type of thing. Oh, to me, a little too late, but still. All right. We're also going to be talking about this. We had just started talking about this in the previous hour. This calculator that helps evaluate your risk of impotence. And always good to be able to kind of figure if you're going to have some erectile issues earlier than later, so we could address them earlier. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how the better you sleep and the more you sleep, the less chance of diabetes. This has been an ongoing topic for years, even finding that kids that don't sleep that well are more in line for diabetes. Just another study reminding us that sleep and diabetes is extremely related. And I also want to cover the story on toxic radiation found in groundwater around Fukushima. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, many young men, okay, come into my office. Blood pressure is kind of high. They smoke. There is a family history of diabetes. And when I try to talk to these 20-some-year-old guys about how they may want to consider treating their high blood pressure, they may want to consider stop smoking because of sequelae that may happen in their later years, I get blown off a lot, right? And, I mean, you know, when I was 20, I wasn't thinking about osteoporosis or menopause. I'm in my 20s, you know, at the time. So I wasn't going to think about that. Yet the one thing I've noticed is if I bring up the issue of impotence, their ears perk up, right? You know, like our lab, right? The ears perk up like, huh? And I'm like, yeah, impotence. And I think we need to start educating our younger men in their 30s, 40s, etc., that what they could be facing in their middle age years if they don't address certain things now. Now, apparently somebody has developed a calculator to help determine if you are at risk for erectile dysfunction. I guess it was designed by online GP service DrED.com. Okay. Of course, poster children for Viagra is Jack Nicholson and Michael Douglas. All right. They both have been very vocal. Michael Douglas has been vocal about a lot of things, hasn't he? Yeah. Yeah. You know what? He's a stud. All right. So Jack Nicholson and Michael Douglas have admitted to using Viagra. I think most people have. I get young guys coming and asking for Viagra just to try it to see if it makes it better, which is another issue I got to talk to you all about. All right, and I guess for Michael Douglas and Jack Nicholson's cases, people have blamed their smoking, maybe their drinking, maybe being overweight. All right, but millions of men suffer from this, and many of them, it's at as young as in their 40s. All right, we're seeing more in their 30s. They say now 8% of men in their 20s are now admitting to impotence. So this calculator looks at a few things. Number one is it asks your age. Number two is it asks if you smoke. Three, if you have diabetes. Four, if you have heart disease. Five, if you have poor circulation. Six, if you have high blood pressure. Seven, if you have ever had pelvic surgery. Then you click the button to go, what's your risk? Okay? And then it tells you what your risk is, etc. Overweight, high cholesterol, lack of exercise, alcohol, even though I don't know if this calculator asks those things as well. Those are all important issues. Now, I urge many of you to take that, you know, look at that. High blood pressure is definitely something that we will usually pick up in mass quantities of our men first, even before the cholesterol, before the diabetes, before any low testosterone issues. Why? Well, because blood pressure usually gets checked on all office visits. Blood tests don't. You know, most of my young guys that come in for a cold or for a gonorrhea screen or what have you, a tetanus shot, or they punched a wall and they need me to sew up their hand, we get their blood pressure. But when I say, you know, maybe we want to check your blood for cholesterol or diabetes because it runs in the family. Oh, no, 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 I don't want a blood test. No, I'm afraid of needles. No, 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 I don't want a blood test. I'm like, really? You're afraid of a little needle? What a wussy. And a lot of times I bully them into it. You know, I can do that because I, you know, I'm like, really? This, you want to know what you're scared of this little thing? Really? Okay. So I can sometimes talk people into getting blood work. Sometimes I just don't mess with it when they're young and I think they're healthy, etc. But I don't think I have to now. I think all I have to do is allow them to take this erectile dysfunction risk calculator. The only problem is I don't think there's an option for saying, well, I don't know if I have high cholesterol. I don't know if I have diabetes. Most people will answer no. I can't tell you how many of my cholesterol patients or my diabetic patients told me they did not have diabetes or high cholesterol. Of course they said that because they didn't know. You know, we just did blood tests on our kids. The one kid who's kind of had high cholesterol back to normal. Okay, yeah, we got on that puppy. Exercise, diet, etc. You know, watching what he eats at school. The other kid who is slim, very athletic, eats fish and vegetables, cholesterol high. This is genetic. Okay, you know, we have high cholesterol on both sides of the family, more so on my husband's. You know, I usually blame my husband's side of the family for a lot of things. But they are very strongly high cholesterol. In my family, the women in our family always had low cholesterol. You know, and since I'm the mom of the kids, I might have passed that gene on to them. So to already see my 10-year-old have high cholesterol, I get a little nervous. So again, yeah, back to the diet. The problem is I don't know what more I could do with this kid. He eats fish and vegetables, etc. But how many 10-year-olds, how many 18-year-olds, how many 22-year-olds are asking?
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
In the the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633. 409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Are you still a traditional smoker?
Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, we'll move on. I just want to finish what I was saying before I got cut off. I'm a little hard of hearing, so sometimes I can't hear the music, so I'll just talk, and then all of a sudden it'll go right into a commercial. All right, you know, don't think I'm having issues or any sort of Broca's aphasia. It's just I guess I didn't hear the music. What I wanted to end on that note with erectile dysfunction and what's the whole moral of that piece was when you have an issue, all right, as important and as crucial and as debilitating as you're not being able to enjoy sex because things aren't working down there with the plumbing. That's not just the whole story or the whole disease. It's a symptom of something else going on, which is why anybody that first and foremost goes to the doctor after not going to the doctor for years for having erectile dysfunction needs to be looked at for everything else. They need to make sure they're not having high cholesterol, diabetes, etc. It's like all apples grow on trees, but not all trees grow apples, right? Okay, just because you have erectile dysfunction doesn't necessarily mean you have diabetes and cholesterol, etc. But many men that have all of those things end up also having erectile issues. So I really dig this whole calculator idea. Whether it's accurate or not, that's not for me to tell. I really don't know about, you know, how to calculate someone's risk. I usually use calculators myself, okay? All my math experience and my multiple classes in math don't, you know, help me, you know, design calculative risk. I just usually have to use these things when it comes to breast cancer, prostate cancer, etc. But my message to anybody who's younger out there is if you do have blood pressure that's borderline high, if you haven't done any blood tests to screen for diabetes, cholesterol, I don't care what the guidelines are. I don't care what Obamacare allows. Please look into getting some blood work done in your 20s. I think many of you will be shocked to find that you are walking around with high cholesterol. And if you're not doing it to protect your heart and you're not doing it to add years to your life, do it for the risk of you having erectile dysfunction one day, okay? And that may prompt you and direct you and lead you, follow your nose, to the doctor. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't know what happened in this party, but somebody almost died and multiple people were hospitalized after a pool was filled with liquid nitrogen. I don't understand this. Okay, a 21-year-old man, they say, was left in a coma, and eight others hospitalized after attending a weekend pool party in the Mexican city of León, where organizers of the event poured liquid nitrogen into the water. I guess it was a Jägermeister event, so there was Jäger involved as well. According to authorities of the health department of León in the state of Guanajuato, the party that took place Saturday was organized by Jägermeister, which is, you know, Jäger comes from Germany. It's a, many of you have had Jäger. I'm not a big fan. I don't really like the taste. I'm not a huge fan of Jäger, but I understand it's what a lot of people are into these days. It wasn't around when I was in my, you know, college years, but after when I tried it, right, with some young people, I'm like, no, I can't handle this one. According to witness accounts and videos recorded at the event, organizers of the party hosted in La Colonia, Granjas El Palote, attempted to create a smoke effect by pouring buckets of liquid nitrogen in the pool. Who was the brainiac that came up with that one? When the liquid nitrogen came in contact with the water, the chemical substance reacted with the chlorine. It formed a toxic cloud. People were running, gasping for breath. Okay? Many people realized that in the pool, people started to pass out. People were being pulled out of the pool. There were cardiovascular issues. And 21-year-old Jose Ignacio Lopez del Toro is remaining in intensive care in a coma because of the situation. Now, me and liquid nitrogen, I remember in my chemistry days, you know, liquid nitrogen would basically, you know, like you'd put a banana into liquid nitrogen, the whole thing would freeze, then you take the banana and smack it on the table, and the thing would shatter. All right, so I always thought if you're around pure liquid nitrogen, you're going to crystallize. All right, now I understand it takes a lot of that. All right, and I understand that Terminator 2, all right, is not real life. I get that. I do. Okay, but I just know enough about liquid nitrogen, and I'm sure these guys have also seen Terminator 2, to know that it's not the healthiest of substances. I just don't understand. I mean, there's other ways to make smoke. There's other sort of smoke machines. There's water-based type smoke. I mean, there's other ways to make. I understand it looks cool, all right? But somebody, I don't know, somebody needs to get a little bit of schooling with that one. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So they say cancer-causing radioactive substances have been found in groundwater at the crippled Fukushima nuclear plant that had its disaster years ago when the tsunami had hit Japan after the huge earthquake. Apparently, its Japanese operator said on Wednesday that they are trying their hardest to make sure this does not get into the sea. Tokyo Electric Power Company, TEPCO, said tests showed the highly toxic strontium, which is a chemical that can cause bone cancer if ingested, was present at 30 times higher than the permitted rate. They said they also detected tritium, which is a radioactive isotope of hydrogen, I guess that they use in glow-in-the-dark watches. They found that at 8 times the allowed level. They say from groundwater samples they collected, they detected 500,000 becquerels per liter of tritium, which is really, really high. The substances had been released by the meltdowns of the reactors after the tsunami hit in 2011 of March. They say they were not absorbed by soil, therefore made it into the underground water. Subsoil water flows out into the sea, so these substances can make their way to the ocean, possibly affecting marine life and then humans that actually eat the marine life who later ingest it. And again, bone cancer, not something you want to get. Now, the TEPCO official said that seawater data show no abnormal rise in the levels of either substance. I'm not so much worried about the total seawater rise as much as fish getting it into their system. Remember with Chernobyl, when we talked about what happened in the 80s, many of the people that were afflicted with cancer was because of the goat milk or the meat from the cattle that they ate, I guess as far away as England. All right, that got into the system of these animals and concentrated there, okay? The official said the company believed the groundwater was largely contained by concrete foundations and steel sheets, and any gaps were being plugged with a material known as liquid glass that would solidify, forming a physical barrier. That would really be cool. I would love to have some liquid glass. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and this is the time of year where the ants try to escape the heat. So the ants try to come into the house, and then, of course, when my kids eat, they walk around the house while eating, so food drops from their mouths, drops from their teeth while they go, well, Mom, I'm not talking while I eat. So food and crap are all over the house, and the ants find it, and then ants come in. I would love to spray some of this liquid glass that prevents the ants from coming in. All right, so basically what had happened is workers had used tons of water to cool the melted cores of the reactors, and TEPCO was having to store this radioactive water on site. Because what do you do with the water that you use to cool the reactors if it's contaminated? Where do you pour it? So they're storing it. Reports continue to emerge of leaks in these storage pools, tanks, and pipes. Not good. Now, I know some people were very happy when the San Onofre nuclear plant was decided to be closed. Even though it cost 1,100 people their jobs in Southern California, many people were really worried about that nuclear plant. That's that plant that looks like boobies when you drive from Vegas, when you drive from L.A. to San Diego, right, on the 405. You see it. I don't think it's Pacific Coast Highway. I think even the 405 kind of swings near the coastal area. Maybe it is Pacific Coast Highway. I think it's 405, though. I usually don't take Pacific Coast Highway to San Diego. But many people were kind of relieved to know that that was going to close down. Everybody's expecting the next big one to be along our California coast or Oregon or Washington. And any of our nuclear plants along those fault lines could unfortunately suffer the same fate as Fukushima. So hopefully we're all kind of getting our acts together and preparing for that one. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Everybody, listen up. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of us need an act of Congress just to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more. We have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it, and they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y-P-O-T-T-Y Store.com. I promise you'll love it. Remember, healthy colon means happy life.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Rawson here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook. When you guys are on Facebook, fiddling around a little bit later today, make sure you find us on Facebook and connect there. All right, so, you know, this is kind of interesting, where they're saying that many Americans want to now be able to talk to their doctor or manage their health care using their smartphones or their tablets. Now, this is exactly right up Obama's care's alley, because if you don't have to go to the doctor, that saves money. And I get that, okay? I think saving money is a phenomenal thing. That's fine and dandy. I'm just a little nervous from the doctor's standpoint, how we're going to be able to avoid liability. However, I love the fact that many of you are finding apps that are helping you lose weight, okay? Helping you monitor your blood pressure, helping you monitor your blood sugar. And I like that. I encourage that. I don't need you to come to me, okay, for me to give you a piece of paper to write down your blood pressures, okay? If you are monitoring them and putting them down and using your smartphone for that, I think that is phenomenal. Keep it up, okay? I'm just a little bit wary about if medicine is going to go where you just basically send a question to your doctor on your smartphone app. The doctor has to answer it for free. Something happens to you later, and you sue the doctor because the doctor didn't see you. You know, that's what I'm a little weary about. But for those of you that are finding apps all the time that help you figure out your calorie intake, figure out what you're eating, figure out what you're doing, I'm a huge fan of that. So, you know, as we see things, you know, start to move towards more electronics and more of our digital age and cybersphere, et cetera, being able, I think that's great. Now, one of you had asked me, though, about the privacy with that. Here you are inputting your blood pressure readings. Well, for most of us, you know, when we hear, well, there may be a privacy issue with your apps, the first thing most of us think of is who's really going to give a damn about your blood pressure readings, right? You know, right, okay. You know, most of us will go, honestly, you know, like if I check my blood pressure, my blood pressure is 112 over 68, which usually it is. I really don't care. I'll brag about that. Fine. Let somebody see it, all right? But then the other issue is, well, what if your blood pressure is borderline? And it's not considered borderline now, but later for insurance purposes and for pricing purposes, it could be considered borderline. Like, for example, when I was in training, your blood pressure had to be below 140 over 90. If it was above 140 over 90, a little bit, we would probably recommend diet and exercise. If it was above 150 over maybe 95, maybe we'd start considering a medication. Well, in 15 years, that kind of changed. And although maybe 16, 17 years, it keeps changing every year how long ago it's been since I was in training. And so, you know, now it's, you know, we want you 120 over 80 at the highest. If you're above it, you're starting to be pre-hypertension. And many of us are like, well, wait a second, that changed pretty quickly. Whatever happened to the 140 over 90 threshold? Well, it does keep changing. Some of you blame the pharmaceutical industry and money. All right, I don't blame that. I understand money makes the world go around, but I think they're right. My patients who were floating around the 138s over 89s usually do start to have 140s and 150s systolic later. So I think they're right. Yet my patients who have always circulated around the 120s usually stay pretty well. Now, that's not to say you won't get high blood pressure later. You could be, you know, like my mom. My mom's blood pressure was always low. All of a sudden, she hit a certain age and boom, had high blood pressure. Blew our minds because she always kept her weight down, etc. So sometimes you just end up having high blood pressure just because you're older. So where there could be concern is, let's say, insurance companies, even though they can't exclude you for pre-existing, could they charge different amounts based on your medical conditions? I don't think Obamacare protects us from that. So if you have borderline high blood pressure and you fill out your application and you say, no, I've never had high blood pressure, could this be evidence against you? As far as I'm concerned, I'm not that worried. I think it's more important for you to check your blood pressure, use any means possible to keep yourself on track, get your blood pressure in better shape. Because if things do then change with healthcare and you need to walk in and get a pre-exam, et cetera, I'd rather you be healthy than worrying about hiding any data and not checking yourself. Like I told you, a big concern I have is so many of my patients say, don't do any blood work, don't check my blood pressure, I don't want there to be any record of it. Well, but if you're walking around with high blood pressure and diabetes and high cholesterol, I can't say you're healthy. All I could say, I get that all the time. People would say, Dahlia, sign that I'm fine. Don't do any blood work. You have to then say I'm fine because this is all you know about me. Well, I'm not stupid. What I sign is I say, look, you know, patient is declining blood work, etc. Based on what I see today on his physical exam, he looks fine. But don't assume we've screened out diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, etc. type of thing. So sometimes I do that. The patients don't like me, but there's only so much I could do. I've had non-patients come in. They go, doctor, I listened to your show. Please sign off on this. Please sign off on my handicapped parking place saying I have an orthopedic condition. You know, and I look down and I see them walking around. I go, look, you know, I'm not your doctor. I can't do this because they want my license. You know, they want me to sign and put my license. I can't do that. You know, and, you know, do you really have a condition or not? It's one of those things where I guess there's some people out there that'll lie for you, but I won't. So I wouldn't panic about these devices, but yes, could there be a privacy issue later? Absolutely. All right. But if you have high blood pressure, you're managing high blood pressure, and you want to use your smartphone, I'm a huge fan of that. I think that's phenomenal. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, this is interesting. Samoa Air is now publicizing that they have extra large seats that they will sell to obese passengers. They say, hold on one second, I get all these pop-ups. I gotta get that anti-pop-up software. Plus, I gotta take something for indigestion. Anyway, I guess Samoa Air now has a wider row on its small planes. It's extended by 12 to 14 inches. So that's an extra foot on its small planes for passengers who weigh more than 286 pounds. I guess since April, passengers pay a fixed price for each pound they weigh, not by each seat for their tickets. Prices vary according to the length of the route. Did you guys know that was happening? That when you get on this airline, basically they charge per weight? I got to tell you, I wonder if other airlines are going to do this, because you know how many of us, we get tired of paying for carry-ons, or we get tired of paying for suitcases, so we wear 7 pieces of underwear, 5 jackets as we get on the plane, so that we don't have to pay extra for baggage. Well, if you're paying per pound of weight, that adds weight. So basically, you're going to want to walk onto the plane in, you know, just a little bitty t-shirt and underwear, basically. They say people who have been most pleasantly surprised are families, because we don't charge based on seat requirement, even though a child is required to have a seat. I get that. We just weigh them. So a family of 2 adults and maybe a couple of mid-sized kids or younger children can travel for considerably less than what they were charged before. I want to know. I got to look that up on break. I want to know how much it costs per pound. I guess the airline flies from Samoa to American Samoa, North Tonga, Niue, North Cook Islands, and French Polynesia. Now, some people think this is a little discriminatory, okay, that they have extra large seats. And you have to only be of a certain weight to get those seats. All I have to say right now is the whole airline gig blows my mind in terms of how you have to be cramped up for hours. Anything to make extra room, I'm a fan of. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a report has come out scaring a lot of women about using talcum powder and increasing risk of ovarian cancer by almost a quarter. Scientists have been kind of, I think, warning us about powder particles applied to the genital area for years. We've been talking, you know, about certain deodorants causing issues and douches causing issues, and talcum powder was among many of them, all right? But now they're saying that using talcum powder below the waist could actually trigger inflammation, and that could cause cancer cells to flourish. They say 40% of women are thought to regularly use talcum powder for personal hygiene. Now, they have detected links between ovarian cancer and uterine cancer. In previous studies, though, Some of the results were inconclusive, but in the latest probe, doctors at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, I guess, looked at data from 8 separate studies to try to come up with a definitive answer, which is called a meta-analysis, where they basically look at a whole bunch of analyses called a meta-analysis. And they think it's going to produce, you know, something like that should produce stronger studies or findings than one. You know, because when you look at a bunch of different individual studies and then you pull all the data together and you go, wow, then similar studies, of course, then, it, you know, you're able to reach certain conclusions. So it isn't that they gave a whole bunch of women talcum powder, told them to use it, and then followed them for years to see if they get cancer. That's a longitudinal study. They didn't do that. Now, researchers looked at data from 8,500 women diagnosed with ovarian cancer, compared talcum powder use with that of 9,800 women who remained cancer-free, and they found that, I guess, applying the powder particles after bathing or showering raise the risk of an ovarian tumor by 24%. This is some pretty scary stuff. They say women carrying a gene called glutathione S-transferase M1 or GST-M1, okay, are nearly 3 times as likely to develop ovarian tumors. Now, talcum powder is made from hydrous magnesium silicate. And I guess that's found throughout the world. It's crushed, dried, milled to produce powder used in cosmetic products. Many people use this talcum also for deodorants, etc. But because they could travel up the genital tract and found deep inside the pelvis, you're looking at a chemical inside the pelvis, never good. They say it could last in the body for years, and one study found that one particle of this talc in the lungs would take 8 years to dissolve. So that's some pretty scary stuff. Now, I know a lot of you men, okay, are asking, well, what about those of us that use talcum? Okay, many of us doctors tell men to, I guess, you know, to avoid getting the, you know, the rash, the groin rash when they bike ride or, you know, out in the heat, so to speak. We tell them, look, you may want to put some talcum powder down there. It prevents the sweating. It prevent, you know, and it prevents the rashes. We don't know yet. We don't have a study now about, we don't have a study, on that yet. And, but you do have openings there, you do. And with openings, therefore, allow travel, all right? You know, I posted a picture of these hairy stockings that women are now using to, quote-unquote, repel perverts, all right? Apparently, a Chinese company has come up with something called new hairy leg hosiery. If you look at the picture, they really look like hairy, hairy legs. Even men don't have this much hair. But boy, does it look real. The photograph was posted to Shanghai-based website China Smack. It shows a model from the waist down wearing these stockings. A caption below touts them as the perfect summertime anti-pervert device and essential for young girls going out. It does not state where shoppers can actually find it, and it turns out, I mean, it makes you wonder, was this just some woman who had hairy legs? But when you look at her feet are completely clear. I could see that they're stockings. This is some crazy, crazy stuff. All right, now, of course, people are thinking it's disgusting, etc., and you see the model with the hairy legs, but I guess, you know, I guess what's interesting about that is, I mean, if there is an issue in China or there is an issue in any country where women wearing short shorts or skirts are attracting, quote unquote, perverts or people wanting to, I mean, trust me, there's perverts out there that like hair, too. I mean, I could see how this would thwart most people. My then question is, why would a girl wear short shorts or a short skirt plus these? All right, it would make you think then just wear long pants. I mean, if you're worried about perverts, then just wear long pants. Now, could this be an anti-rape device? If you have hairy legs, will that turn off somebody who wants to sexually assault you? That's something different. And that may be kind of interesting. But it just, to me, doesn't make sense that somebody's going to wear a sexy outfit and then wear these shorts with it. Doesn't make any sense at all. All right. Apparently, little boys are being sent to the hospital, about 1,000 a year. Why? Because of the bathroom toilet seats falling on their little penises. Pretty scary stuff. Most of the injuries happen when boys are learning to how to use the toilet while standing up. The seat falls unexpectedly. Okay? Some adults also get hurt as well, but this is more so in kids. According to a study out of the University of California, San Francisco, all right, they found that 16,000 men and women are sent to U.S. emergency room with genital injuries every year. You want to know what I'm afraid of with the toilet seat? Growing up in Phoenix, Arizona, we had black widow spiders. And I got paranoid very quickly when I heard that a man who was sitting down trying to poop, no, he wasn't using Squatty Potty. I think Squatty Potty might have protected him. But anyway, man was sitting there pooping, and I guess certain things hang, you know, in the seat, and a black widow spider was under the seat lid and went and bit him. So when I heard that happened in the 80s or 70s, I would always lift up the toilet seat, try to look under to make sure there were no black widows sitting there hiding in the toilet. Because we had black widows everywhere. We even had scorpions in our house. Scary stuff. So I always checked the toilet seat for spiders. So to me, that's more of a concern in my household. But little boys, you know, that could be some pretty traumatic, that could be a very traumatic injury, not to mention lifelong. So keep an eye on your kids and make sure that the toilet seat isn't falling on them. Sesame Street. Remember I told you Sesame Street is going to teach kids how to cope if dad is in jail? Well, Sesame Street actually has Alex, the first Muppet, to have a dad in jail. This is aimed for kids age 3 to 8, and it's supposed to help kids cope with having a parent in jail. I guess Alex is a Muppet. He joins Big Bird, Oscar the Grouch, and Elmo, who will teach young children how to cope when their mom and dad is incarcerated. 1 in 28 children in the United States now has a parent behind bars, more than the number of kids with a parent who is deployed. All right, I don't know if they ever had a Muppet whose family member was, supposed to be in the military. But then again, Muppets, you know, aren't really allowed in the military. Although we do need to talk about that in the next hour, women in combat roles. Looks like the time frame for that is going to be 2016. But anyway, Sesame Street is now going to kind of teach kids how to cope for that. I guess that's what Sesame Street feels its job is to be able to help children cope with things from a psychological standpoint. We'll see if that works. That's a rough one. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. All right, we're coming up on break. When we come back, it looks like marriage in the United States is at the lowest level ever. Why aren't people getting married? 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away.
Take me down, little white church. Take me down.
Take me down.
Take me down.
Take me down. Take me down, little white church.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Come to Burnsville, Minnesota to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference.
2 days only.
Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joel Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this
is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.